Now it's time for Bay Area Beats. The San Francisco band Locura reflects the Bay's diverse mix of cultures, histories, and people through music that surfs genres and shuns labels. Members of the band come from as far away as Spain and as close as the Mission District. They blend flamenco, Cuban son, reggae, cumbia, ska, and more to make their own border-crossing brand of revolutionary party music. With the release of their new album, Semilla Caminante, the band deepens this mixture of musical and political cultures. KALW's Jen Sheehan spoke to lead singer Kata Miletic and guitarist Bob Sanders for this edition of Bay Area Beats. And for full disclosure, Bob Sanders is also the guitarist in KALW's Martina Castro's band Macru.
I was born and raised in Spain. My father was a Californian who came there and met my mother. Ended up staying 20 years, and then we moved to Italy. And at some point after I graduated high school, I came to the U.S.
Almost every member of the band has a cultural heritage that is from somewhere else.
For me, I think the Locura sound evolved parallel to both Bob and I's own personal musicianship.
The only genre that we intentionally set out to do was rumba flamenca.
And then as we met musicians that were coming from, you know, Afrobeat traditions and salsa and cumbia, well, then that, of course, and being in the Bay, being surrounded by so much diversity and so many different styles of music, that's how I see the sound evolving.
Este suspiro, mi madre viene, ay, de mi madre viene, con esta canción, como la indígena. De cada tierra, sí, de cada tierra.
So Con el Viento was a song that was inspired by thinking about this kind of resurgence of my Spanish identity here in California, because I'd been away from Spain for so many years. So that song is a song for kind of honoring my coming here and all the people who've come through here and all the stories that we carry within us.
Abre la puerta, abre la ventana, con el viento venimos. Abre la puerta, abre la ventana, con el viento venimos.
The concept of ida y vuelta is a concept that really inspires us in Locura, and ida y vuelta means the going and coming back, so round trip, essentially. It's this idea of songs and traditions and styles of music that traveled with the people coming from Spain, the sailors, you know, the colonizers and the Africans to Las Americas, and those traditions mixing here with the indigenous folk here and the different styles and traditions here. And then, you know, from Cuba going back to Spain and then getting incorporated into flamenco.
The idea that we have flamenco now as this pure art form that stands by itself is false, because the only reason it exists is because it has mixed over so many years of so many styles. The song Que Falta was born sitting in the rehearsal studio with our bass player Izzy, who's heavily influenced by Afrobeat and funk, and he had an idea for this riff that opens the song. And then we just kept coming up with all these different musical variations, and we taught that music to the rest of the band, and Kata put her lyrics to it. So that's a great example of a song that it's funk influenced. You get into the verse, you've got a salsa groove. You get into the chorus, it goes to a timba swing, and then it goes back to funk for the bridge section, some drum breaks. That's quintessential Locura.
Name my fears and sing them to the sea. Mi gente, atente, lista pa bailar.
We and I do feel pressure to, you know, just kind of categorizing Locura What style of music do you play? You know, do you fit into this nice, neat box of flamenco or, you know, timba or reggae? Or are you a rock band? Are you an indie band? You know, what kind of style do you fit in? And it's always a hard one to answer because we don't really fit into any of those categories. You know, we take little bits of everything.
From what I see being in the music scene here, it's very apparent that that's what bands do in the Bay Area.
Manzanilla, rezo de la mañana. Manzanilla, pa curar el alma y despertar rojo el corazón.
I can't just get into one style, just as I can't just sing lyrics in English or just sing lyrics in Spanish. And so in one way, I don't want to fit into any box. I want to continue to cultivate the style of music that finds a common ground between different styles, you know, whether it's the African roots, whether it's the indigenous roots of here, of different places, and find how different styles of music really can fit in with each other and groove.
Que la manzanilla crezca, que la manzanilla crezca.